UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Unbelievable. Christmas to you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
All right, we're not in the prediction business, so I don't do it, because if you don't pick the team for which you broadcast, everybody gets mad at you, and then if you pick them every game, you're not really making selections, so it defeats the purpose. So I don't bother doing it. I just think it's going to be, if everybody plays to potential, it should be a very competitive game, it should be a very close game, but I don't think it's going to be something that you and I are 100% sure what's going to be the deciding factor.
I think it'll be a game played, not an outcome, a game played like Kentucky and Ohio State.
A possession game, essentially.
In Louisville, yes, are very similar ball clubs. And it'll be a game like that, back and forth. And I think the game could be determined in the paint, on the glass. But also, when you have two teams that are pretty close, then the game usually, Bob, is dictated by a turnover or a defensive mistake.
Or free throw shooting, but they're both good free throw shooting teams. That's the other irony of this whole thing, if you will, is that they're both good foul shooting
teams. Absolutely.
But so, you never know. Could be something uncharacteristic where teams don't shoot it as well as they normally do. I don't know. Let me go see.
It should be a fun game. That's what I'm telling you. I think it'll be a fun game.
All right. Now we are going to do this. We are going to do our football pick for the playoffs.
Okay.
So we'll see. Now, the way we're going to do this is, so I have a rooting interest, because I really don't care who wins, to be honest. Other than if there's an ACC guy, I'd like Clemson to win, but I don't, you know, I'm not married to that. So you pick the game, and then I will tell you who I honestly think is going to win that game, but then I'm going to be rooting for the other team. And then I'll pick the other game, and you do the same thing. So we have, so we'll see if we'll either go 2-0 or 1-1 or 0-2. That's the only way it could play out.
I'm going to take you off the hook. I'll give you the first one.
You're going to let me pick first?
I will pick first.
Oh, okay. All right.
LSU, Oklahoma.
Okay, LSU and Oklahoma. Go ahead. What do you got for that? What's the spread, by the
way? Well, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's like 12 or something. It's a ridiculous spread. It's a ridiculous spread.
Whew. You know, my gut tells me if it's 12, is that right? Is it 12? Let me see. If I could. What the hell is this being played on a kazoo? What is this?
It's the 8-bit version of the SEC on CBS.
It's the SEC theme song being played by some guy on a Casio little.
One of Al McGuire's former players played the kazoo.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. He was in a band that played the kazoo.
Well, not that there's much training that goes into that, I would think. All right, here we go. NCAA feetball. Here we go. Here's the official odds, spreads, rather, for these two games. And here's the Dr. Pepper guy who wants to tell me we invented the playoffs again. Get off my screen. Please get off my screen. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. We got... How is it? Can we please have the playoff game here?
Do I have to go to my phone and pick it up for you?
Here we go.
Call it up for my friends at the book at Horseshoe Casino.
Oh, Toledo. You would think it would be amazingly fast to find it. And yet, I apologize to the listener. I knew normally can find this in like 2 seconds, but for some reason, it's making it damn near impossible. All right, it's still loading here. Let's see. The game is tomorrow. That I know. So let's go to Saturday and see what we can find. This is the Tuesday. Here we go. Finally. All right. Oklahoma and LSU. LSU is favored by 13.5.
Ooh.
Clemson and Ohio State. Clemson's favored by 2. So you did this on purpose. You gave me the double-digit spread game again.
Well, I'll give you Clemson and Ohio State.
All right, I'd rather have that.
Okay.
Clemson is 100.98. Ohio State is 106.6. Ohio State is actually 6 points better than Clemson. They're 3-0 against top 10 teams. Clemson hasn't played a top 10 team. I'm going to go against my boys and say the Buckeyes get it done. I'm going to take Ohio State and take the 2 points that go with it.
I've already gone across the bridge and put my money down on the Buckeyes.
Have you?
Yes,
all right,
I have.
So you would be on my side, but yes, unfortunately you got Clemson. All right, so now the other game you pick first. Good, so I don't have
LSU,
to pick.
LSU, Oklahoma.
LSU's laying 13.5. According to Sagarin's, LSU should be favored by 6.
I think LSU wins, but I'm taking Oklahoma and the points.
Oklahoma's had a bad history in this thing. So good. You know what?
The kid at quarterback can score some points.
He was my pick nice to receivers. Be the Heisman Trophy winner when we started the season.
You know, 13, that's a lot, buddy.
It is a lot. And LSU notoriously had historically been great defensively, but this year they're scoring some putos.
Yes, and their defense is not as good.
And not as good as it's been.
A lot of them are playing for pay now in the NFL.
All right, so that's interesting. So given our druthers, these are the teams we would have taken anyway. I took Ohio State. I would have taken Ohio State and LSU, and you would have taken Clemson and Oklahoma, and that's who we both got. So that's how we play out. LSU is... No.
I wouldn't have taken Clemson.
Oh, you wouldn't have. Oh, that's right.
No,
you're stuck with Clemson.
Sorry, dude.
Too bad.
Yeah,
you got him. That's right. I forgot. So Ohio State is laying, is getting two. And Oklahoma is getting 13.5.
And a half. Ooh,
you like that. You like the Oklahoma.
I do.
I'm going to take the LSU and go SEC because it just matters more in the SEC.
Well, no, I think LSU wins, but 13.5, come on.
Yeah, but come on, you're flying in the face of Mel Kiper. You never pick the underdog unless you think they have a chance to win. You don't think Oklahoma has a chance to win, then that doesn't bode well for you. Just telling you. Call Mel. You want his number?
Yeah, well, Mel.
Mel has great hair.
He does.
Spectacular hair. That is incredible.
All right, that's it. Mike and I will be calling the games for our respective networks tomorrow. I was going to say in Louisville, we got another hour, but we're only on here in Louisville, so stay with us. More to come on The V Show on ESPN 680-1057. This is Fast Break Friday, and thanks to Mike for being with us. We'll be back in just a bit.
The big end of year sale at Planet Fitness. Join now for $1 down and $10 a month and get tons of cardio and strength equipment. Use our 30-minute circuit. Plus, get free fitness training. Get all this for just $1 down, $10 a month. Hurry, deal ends soon. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com.
Join any Louisville area Planet Fitness for $1 down with no commitment. Offer ends Tuesday, December 31st.
See club for details.
I'm Doug Ball, owner of Great Balls of Fire. Are you building a new home or adding an addition to your present home? Then you're probably facing the dilemma of wanting a traditional fireplace, but not wanting to lose the heat. Great Balls of Fire has the perfect solution. The RSF stove looks like a traditional fireplace, but heats like a wood stove. This fireplace not only produces heat, but the heat can be ducted to other rooms. Great Balls of Fire, 499-2330 or online at gbafire.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
My name is Steve Bosco, General Manager of Prodigy Construction. I've been part of the Commonwealth Bank and Trust family since 2016. While other banks can take a simple process and make it complicated, CB&T keeps things simple. They're honest, fair, and transparent. If you're looking for a bank for your business, let me know. I'll take you to lunch with my banker. Having CB&T as a partner is like having a banker in the family.
See more business banking stories at bankerinthefamily.com.
Turn your love of the game into a lifelong career with a degree in sport administration from the University of Louisville. Work with experienced faculty, gain essential leadership skills, and learn to think critically about hot-button issues within the sports industry. U of L offers both a bachelor's and a master's program completely online, so you never have to miss a game. Get the ball rolling at louisville.edu/online.
Follow the leader, ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and the best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in the hands or feet, continual numbness, tingling or burning sensation, balance problems, decreasing the quality of your life? This is Mike Pratt, University of Kentucky Basketball Hall of Famer. I am here to talk to you about Dr. Anthony Sears, author of Your 21st Century Doctor. One issue that has long frustrated Dr. Sears, that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of, is the potential dangerous side effects of the prescription drugs that they are using. They are unaware of recent studies that reveal the very drugs they're taking are actually making the condition worse. Dr. Sears' passion is showing patients how to reverse their neuropathy and live without the fear of the inevitable downward spirals created by the disease itself and the typical cocktail drug approach. To learn more, I invite you to his free seminar, Blueprint to Neuropathy. This seminar is free. Seating is limited. Call now to reserve your spot, 1-888-655-PAIN. Again, 1-888-655-PAIN.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people, River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're locked on the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Quick reminder that our program is brought to you by our great friends at Genesis Diamonds. I just was in there for the holiday, and I've said this many times. I will say it many times more. The product's great. The prices are spectacular. The selection is unbeatable. if all of that were true and the people were jackwads, it would still be true and it might still be worth a visit. But the fact is, all of those things are true and the people are absolutely off the charts great. They are just, it's such a pleasure to do it. They have a great sense of humor. They are fun. They are respectful. They know jewelry. They are not commissioned, so they're not trying to upsell you on something you can't afford, so they get a bigger paycheck. They are taking care of you, the customer, in ways that is very, very hard to find nowadays. I mean, listen, the reality of the world is what it is. There's big box stores and there's, you know, fewer and fewer retail merchants, brick and mortar stores going by the board so you can do things online. And I shop online. I get it. But there are certain things that you just can't get when you do in a big box store or online. And buying jewelry is one of those things that is best done like a place like Genesis. And Genesis is the only place like Genesis. That's the whole point. They cut out the middleman, so their prices are great. Their selection is second to none. But the people make all the difference. And if you've not been over there, and I know a lot, you know, what's interesting, there's a lot of shopping that goes on the week after Christmas. People didn't get what they wanted, or they're returning things, or people are using gift cards, or they got money for a gift, or and they want to go use it. Telling you, for any of those things, or for a special people getting engaged New Year's Eve, all of a sudden the romance has blossomed over the holidays, you're going to pop the question. Any of those reasons are great to go see the people at Genesis, Ed, because they are second to none. So check them out, Shelbyville Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's. The best deals, the best selection, and by far the best people in the business. You can't beat them. So check them out at Genesis Diamonds. All right. Chip Patterson is going to join us from CBS Sports here in just a bit. Talk about the football playoffs, but I'm also going to get, it's a CBS game. When the game is at Rupp, it's a CBS game. So we'll pick his brain about U of L and UK, see if he's got some thoughts on that also. He's got a great piece that I really want to ask him about, because I picked Ohio State plus 2 points, and maybe it's dumb, because he just wrote a piece, and he's right. I'm in that bracket. You know, Clemson has played a schedule that is much softer than the other people involved. And he says, while y'all are chasing coaching rumors and it's playoff hypotheticals, this is back at the end of November, Clemson has hit its championship phase. And this is a team, I don't think, you know, you turn it on and off, but there are certain teams that understand when the light's brighter and the stakes are bigger, that it's time to play your best. The big moment on the big stage not only doesn't phase them, it brings out their best. And Clemson has apparently been that kind of team. So let's bring the aforementioned Chip Patterson from CBS Sports in to talk about that and the playoff in general, and maybe get a thought or two on UK U of L, since we got him on the line. He covers college basketball as well. Chip, thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for spending a little time with us. How are you today?
Merry Christmas, Bobby. Hope you're doing well. I'm here in Atlanta, and you know, it's funny, the way the schedule is broken out for the playoff, it's almost like the buzz around town is a little bit of slow to warm, but we're starting to get more LSU fans in town, starting to get more Oklahoma fans in town too, and I think that by tomorrow afternoon, we'll be packed up and ready for the game.
All right, let's talk about Clemson first. You wrote that piece, despite its dominance, you don't write the headlines, I know, but Clemson has become an afterthought, but the reigning champs are gearing up. I'm guilty as charged. I'm in the boat who says Ohio State getting 2 points is too good for me to pass up, so that's my selection. But I also understand that there are guys that get the center stage, the Derek Jeters in baseball, the whoever they may be. When the game is bigger, they play their best. Clemson has made a living of doing that. Why? I'll just grant you the headline of the article. Why are we shortchanging Clemson so much?
Because you are looking at the margin of victory, and within a college football Saturday, there is no intrigue. And ultimately, we are talking about the way that college football is presented. It has an entertainment factor. You know, how many viewers are we going to have? Who's going to be paying attention to it? And in a season where we saw LSU have, I mean, LSU is one of the biggest stories in all of college football. Ryan Day, what he's done with Ohio State, one of the biggest stories in all of college football. All these transfer quarterbacks that are in the college football playoff, Trevor Lawrence is the only one playing for the team that he signed to on National Signing Day. Mm. So, you know, he didn't quite fit in. Clemson doesn't quite fit in with all the other college football playoff teams, and the Clemson story almost feels tired. So we saw Alabama take a step back, sort of fade away just a little bit, but Clemson did not. I think that the dominance that Clemson showed throughout its ACC schedule it was more about Clemson than it was about the ACC.
You know, that's a great point. We just assume as a given, well, the rest of the league was terrible, and all I know is this North Carolina team, as we speak, is absolutely putting a thumping on a decent Temple team. They're ahead 34-6. If not for Scott Satterfield, the job Mack Brown did at North Carolina would be worthy of Coach of the Year. What a remarkable turnaround he's done there. So, you know, listen, nobody's going to really go out on a limb and say it was a great year in the ACC, but maybe we made too much of it just in the sense that everybody was a good distance behind Clemson, but a lot of the country was behind Clemson.
Right. And in the thing that I look at with this Clemson team that's so impressive is the fact that it's built a little bit differently on the defensive side of the ball, where last year they could rely on Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Cleveland Farrell. I mean, those are three first-round picks. Austin Bryant was a senior who was wildly productive. You lose that, and what does defensive coordinator Brent Venables do? He sort of reconstructs the way they operate, and that's where I've seen Isaiah Simmons, number 11. If any of your listeners haven't gotten a chance to really key in on him, he is going to be the most important player when it comes to limiting Justin Fields and what Justin Fields can do in the run game, because Isaiah Simmons is going to be a top 10 NFL draft pick. He's a versatile linebacker. He's put on weight, moved down into the box. He's all over the place. And I think that that game within the inside the game, what Brent Venables and his linebackers and his safeties are able to do to limit Justin Fields is one of the biggest turning points in this game. And look, I am beating the drum for Clemson a lot, and I understand that, which, of course, you know, when Dabo Swinney says no one believes in us, I want to tell Dabo, like, hey, Dabo, I've got the receipts. I've been writing about this. I've been talking about this. Like, I promise you there are people out here that believe in you. But the game is fantastic. Like, that game is a matchup of two national championship caliber programs, two national championship caliber teams. And I think that as I continue to try and turn the attention to Clemson, it is because of the way that it has become an afterthought. It's going to be a fantastic game out in Glendale.
You know what? It's funny, Chip, because when you said that, his argument that if you want to say he's not getting enough respect, all coaches play that card, and that's fine. But don't, when he did that diatribe that nobody wants us there, that's really ridiculous, because I'll be honest, I picked – in, you know, going by my head and looking at numbers and blah, 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 I took Ohio State on the 2 points. But in my heart, I'd love Clemson to win because I love what he stands for. And the article you talk about, and he played 111 guys logged a snap on the participation report when they played Charlotte. He plays all these unique packages. And you could say, oh, maybe it's showboating. But as you wrote, no, he's a guy that is walking the walk of the same thing that all coaches say about talking the talk, which is, hey, everybody buy in. We're all in this together. We all want you to be a part of it. You all have to feel like you're involved. And he really does that. And so it's easy for me to really support that. I love what he's doing. But like I said, it's not a matter of nobody wants him there, but I'm guilty of maybe I'm looking past them as well because I think Ohio State can beat them. But how he's doing it, why you would think nobody likes him, dude, like, it's like not like an Easter bunny, for God's sake. Everybody likes Dabo.
Well, no, and the thing is we all want Clemson in the playoff. It's not that no one wants them there. We all want Clemson in the playoff so we can see Clemson play against a worthy opponent. Clemson exists on the top tier of college football, not just within this season, but within this college football playoff era, and we want to see them play against their peers. And this year, the ACC did not produce a worthy peer. But you could also argue that, you know, Ohio State did not have a worthy peer in the Big Ten. I mean, it thumped Michigan. And while the final score was a little bit closer, I watched the Ohio State-Penn State game snap for snap. They dominated that game, too. The Wisconsin game that was supposed to be a big challenge for them, that turned into the Chase Young show. That game alone probably got Chase Young the invite to New York City as a Heisman Trophy finalist. So, you know, I think Ohio State, like Clemson, did not have a peer within its conference. I want to see Clemson in the college football playoff. We all want to see Clemson in the college football playoff because we like when the best teams in the country and the best players in the country are facing off with the biggest state.
Talking to Chip Patterson from CBS Sports, excuse me, and we're previewing the playoff games, which, of course, you can hear right here on ESPN Radio here in Louisville. When you take a look, we've talked a long time about Clemson, and we certainly didn't, you didn't disrespect Ohio State at all, but we didn't look at it from their point of view about what makes them the number two seed and how can they win this game. What are the keys for them as they get ready for this matchup?
they've got to be really, really good stopping the run, because Trevor Lawrence is the player on Clemson's offense with the highest NFL draft ceiling, but he's not the guy who's been the two-time ACC Offensive Player of the Year. We love Trevor Lawrence's flowing locks and his incredible arm, but it's been Travis Etienne that has been the league's best offensive player for 2 years running. He just broke James Conner's career rushing total, career rushing touchdown and total touchdown records for the conference. Like, that is the bread and butter for Clemson's offense. And so if you can turn Trevor Lawrence into a player who's going to have to take some of those chances, you know, on third and long type situations, then maybe you do find some of those interceptions that were there in the early part of the year where Trevor Lawrence was maybe taking a few too many chances. And I think that Dabo Swinney's even said that himself. But in the latter half of the season, the reason why that offense has been so productive is they're just leaning on the run game and a veteran offensive line and a terrific defense. So I think that, you know, it starts with creating third and long situations by stopping the run on early downs. And then what do we have when you're Ohio State? Chase mother you-know-whatting Young. I mean, Chase Young getting to tee off on a third and nine against Trevor Lawrence. That is exactly what Ohio State wants in this game. So, to me, these are, you know, Clemson and Ohio State, and you mentioned the number. I tell you, in this game, I love the under 63.5.
Okay.
Because I think these are two of the best teams defensively in the entire country. And that's a number that respects the skill position talent that will be on the field for both teams. But I think defensively they're just too good for this to turn into a shootout. And so I'll say the keys for Ohio State start on the defensive side of the ball. And then it's going to have to be Justin Fields really showing up. And I got to tell you, you know, Justin Fields was not a starter at his own high school until his senior season. And he didn't play much at Georgia. I mean, this is the most significant Justin Fields action that we have gotten to see. And there are times where I think he's a little bit untrustworthy, you know, a little bit loose with the ball, maybe makes the wrong decision here or there, but he's just got so much athleticism and he's such a good, you know, such a good decision maker within that passing attack that Ryan Day and his staff have schemed up. I mean, 40 touchdowns, one interception.
That's unbelievable.
I say he's loose with the ball because he's had a couple of untimely fumbles as he's, you know, maybe taking a sack or trying to make something happen with his legs. But I really think that if Justin Fields is a superstar, this would be a great opportunity to show everyone that he's not just a product of the system.
All right, well, let's shift to the game, the other game, and the one in your backyard there as we get ready for the Peach Bowl, the matchup in between the Heisman Trophy winning Joe Burrow's LSU team and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's not had a great run here in these college football playoffs, and LSU is undefeated, of course, at 13-0 and has been known for their defense for many years, but this year it is their offensive firepower, and their defense has not been great all the time. You've got great star power. Jalen Hurts was my pick to win the Heisman at the beginning of the year, and of course, he had a good year, but the Heisman winner wound up his counterpart over at LSU. So what are you looking at when you look at these games? What's the storylines that jump out at you there? And going back to your point about the first game, the under for the number 63.5. How about this one? You got to think this is going to be a bit more of a track meet, no?
I mean, the numbers at 76, that's absurd. And I still think that it might go over. I look at this game, and I think that here's the game within the game, because what you said that they haven't had as much success, and that's true that they don't have a win, but Oklahoma, you know, they took Georgia all the way in the Rose Bowl. And they might have gone down 28-0 early, but they stormed back in that Orange Bowl last year and ended up you know, just losing by 11. And I think that that was them covering the spread as well in that opportunity. So it's not as though the Sooners have been uncompetitive in these college football playoff semifinal losses. Obviously, any Oklahoma fan would rather they be able to take that next step and advance. But I do think that if you go back and look at the LSU-Ole Miss game, Ole Miss ran the ball all over LSU's defense. And they ran it with a mobile quarterback, and they ran it with a lot of, you know, just the GT counterplay, which is your guard and your tackle. You come pulling out, and you try and create these running lanes out in the open field with your halfback and your running quarterback, and you create some problems with the zone read within that. And Lincoln Riley, he's one of the best in the game at being able to scheme up some of these offensive these patterns and these rhythms and putting these scripts together. But it's not like Dave Aranda is some schmuck, right? I mean, Dave Aranda is one of the top defensive coordinators in the country. So he knows what Oklahoma is going to be looking at to exploit a weakness, but then Lincoln Riley knows what Dave Aranda is going to be trying to do. So what are the twists? What are the counters? What are the ways that they're putting in the extra adjustments to the Oklahoma game plan? If Oklahoma wins this game, they've got to be able to move the ball on the ground, because as Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said earlier this year, it's just a wishbone offense. They've hidden it within a spread. Oklahoma in 2019 is a running team. They are not a Kyler Murray wide-open spread passing team. They are not a Baker Mayfield spread passing team. They are a wishbone team hidden within a spread. And Jalen Hurts, who was SEC Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman, as a dual-threat quarterback, getting it done with his legs a lot, is one of the most dangerous running quarterbacks in the country because of his size and because of his smarts of being able to understand when to take off and how to be able to see the open field. So that is really where this starts, because if LSU does stop the run, I don't think that Jalen Hurts is a good enough downfield passer, and I don't think the Oklahoma passing game is strong enough for them to be able to go blow for blow with LSU, who honestly, I think that LSU is going to score 50 points in this game. I'm looking at like a 50-41 type contest.
An old ABA basketball game. I'll tell you, what in sports, what's old is new again all the time. It's a glorified wishbone, like you said. You've got a situation in basketball where everybody runs, flat screens, ball screens. It's pick and roll. They ran pick and roll in the 50s. So that's what you're talking about. Whatever they're calling this offense now, I like what he said. Come on, it's just, they're bringing the wishbone back. I like that, a running quarterback, and certainly a guy who can do that. But, that is true. The knock on the wishbone used to be, as you know, I'm old enough to remember it, you can't get behind playing wishbone. So Oklahoma better get off to a decent start in this game, no?
Oh, absolutely. They've got to be able to withstand what I expect will be an early blow. Like, LSU has just started too fast throughout most of the season. And Oklahoma's defense has done a great job of being opportunistic. When teams get into the red zone, they're able to bow up and force field goals. In the Big 12, they gave up 24 points per game. And I'm normally an analytics-leaning person who would prefer efficiency numbers and yards per play and not look at total yards or total points. But in a league where you've got that kind of scoring, I do think that just holding teams under 30 is something to be said for first-year defensive coordinator Alex Grinch and the work that he's done with that group. So they've got to be able to find ways, as they have all season, that if you're going to give up some yards, you've got to be able to create turnovers, get stops, force field goal attempts, because if every single time that LSU gets in the red zone, they get a touchdown, Oklahoma will lose.
CNPatterson3@gmail is how you can get in touch with them directly. You can find them at Twitter.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's just go Twitter. We don't need to give out the email address.
You put it on your Twitter thing, so I assumed you wanted people to write you. All right. Well, then don't write them there. Just go Chip at Chip _. But why the hell would you put that at if you don't want people to get in touch with you? I thought I was doing you a favor. @Chip_Patterson.
That's for you to get in touch with me. Oh, okay. You need to get in touch with
me. You don't want the listeners to get in touch.
I'll entertain it anyway. I'm just having fun.
Chip_Patterson is where you'll find him on Twitter. And he does college football, college basketball, and golf for CBS Sports. And on that last, I know you've been inundated with college football stuff now, but there's a little basketball game around here people are kind of excited about. Got any thoughts on Louisville and Kentucky at Rupp?
I was so excited about Kentucky after the beginning of the season. I mean, obviously prior to Evansville, but I haven't gotten my arms around sort of where they're at or what's happened. I believe Louisville to be one of the best teams in the country. I think they're all going to be one of the best teams in the country for the entire season, because I'm part of the Dwayne Sutton fan club. They've got experience, they've got size, they've got NBA talent, and they've got one of the best coaches in all of college basketball. So I feel really good about the cards, but I also know that on a stage like this, we might see Kentucky try and throw a haymaker. But even if Kentucky were to win this game, I don't think it would say much about, our 30-game prognosis of what this team is going to be. I think that is going to be something that John Calipari then the players on the team are going to have to figure out over the course of the next 10 to 15 games, you know, are you going to be a team that can rally in SEC play and finish the season as a real dangerous team in the NCAA tournament? Or is this going to be a mostly underwhelming season? And if I'm to point at one place, it's going to be at the bigs. We've been talking about, Nick Richards and E.J. Montgomery. It's when are they going to take the next step? Are they going to take the next step? And I don't know. They need something, because when they go, like, looking across the SEC, when you go up against Kerry Blackshear at Florida, advantage Blackshear. You know, they got to figure out ways to get stronger down low to be able to become a little bit more well-rounded, I think.
It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a fascinating weekend, especially for the folks here, the basketball game, the playoffs, and bowl games coming up. So very entertaining. And I don't know, I can't imagine you gave a whole lot of time thinking about Louisville and Kentucky's bowl game matchups, but Mississippi State's going to be playing with a different quarterback. They played Russian roulette with quarterbacks all year. Any insight for Louisville fans about how that affects their matchup, do you think?
Well, you say Russian roulette, but it was more like Mike Tyson punch-out. It sure seems like the Mississippi State. I tell you what, Mississippi State and Louisville, I looked at that game and I saw points. I don't know who's going to – because what, the spread's at like 3.5 or 4 points or something like that?
I think so. I think it's 4.
The way that Louisville couldn't stop Lynn Bowden in the finale, and then knowing Kylan Hill, the running back from Mississippi State, is very, very good. So I think that both teams are going to be able to move the ball up and down the field. I really like Kentucky in the Virginia Tech game just because I like the way they finished the season, right? You're just, you go 2-3 to start the year. You sort of have to go through the full quarterback injuries, you sort of revamp the offense, and you finish really strong. I like the way they finished the season, so I will lean Kentucky in the Belk Bowl.
All right, fair enough. Look, he covered everything. Very nice. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much. Have a happy new year, and it's always great to have you on, Chip. Thanks so much. Be well.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
All right, bye-bye. How about that? Breaking everything down. Oh, behind the scenes. That was cool. Did you know Joe Flacco got traded? Nick is always wanting me a little inside baseball. Whenever we have any guest on, he has one thought. A, he's not going to listen to the interview. Huh. B, he wants to know if I can get some sound out of them so he can use in SportsCenter.
Selfish, yes.
That's all it comes down to. So I literally could, Christ could come down off the cross, and rather than ask questions about the afterlife and heaven and man, he'd want to get something about the matchup. See if you can get something to use for SportsCenter.
What's Jesus thought about?
About the
Louisville's ability to score off the dribble.
It's unbelievable. So we have that going on. So he asked me to ask him something I had just asked him. So it was very hard for me to keep a straight face for that one. But it was dang entertaining.
Bad. I was back here cutting
He's working
something.
In his defense. He's got 7,000 things he's doing. He's cutting sound. He's bada boop. He's better. The great thing about doing the show during the holiday, although I must have missed it, we have not had a state your business once because there's nobody here. Everybody's
There's been a couple of state your businesses, but I'm dead serious. I think the people look for when you're like looking down at your phone, and they scurry in and drop off a paper and turn around and run out. Like Crean came flying in, dropped off a sound sheet for Mac and Calipari, and scooted
it
out.
It looked like a drive by. I was wondering what that was.
I mean, he Patty Ice didn't want to cross the
state
plane.
Your business.
He put one foot in.
He did. He did.
It was like
he
was like taking a lead, like a little league lead. He was like, he didn't want to like take both feet off, but he leaned in.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm still in the hallway.
Fairly pretty tasty. Just FYI, Louisville and Mississippi State. Mississippi State is favored in the ESPN matchup predictor, 65% to 35% in terms of wins. In terms of the over under. Let's see if I could figure out to read this properly. They don't have that. They used to have a different where they broke down the. Oh, here it is. Points. Here we go. It would be 62. Would be under and under. So the pick for ESPN.com is Mississippi State winning the game 65% of the time, but only covering 50% of the time. The spread actually was Louisville would cover 49%. So that's absolutely a toss-up there. But under, the play seems to be the under, according to the pick center. Somewhere between, I don't know about that. I think they're going to score points in this game, but that's what the computer says. Computer says 61, about somewhere between 58 and 61 points, the over-under 63. I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't. That's another one I wouldn't bet with your money. In the Virginia Tech-Kentucky game, Virginia Tech is favored by 2.5 points, and yet the ESPN computer says Kentucky wins 58% of the time, Virginia Tech 42% of the time. And the over-under is just 47.5 in that game. And again, the computer says take the under. Really? How about that? The points would be between 44 and 46 and versus the spread. But, boy, a very close game, though, oddly. While that's very, very weird. It says Kentucky wins 58% of the time, and yet if you go by the consensus pick, which is the computer does this a bunch of different ways. They have team rankings, number fire, consensus pick. You got to read what they all mean. I'm not going to bother explaining them all here. But the consensus says that Virginia Tech covers, lay in the 2.5 points 54% of the time. And yet 58% of the time, the other number, which is done by the power index, says Kentucky wins 58% of the time. So that game, the only thing that they are all in agreement on is that take the under. So in both games, both the Kentucky game and the Louisville game, take the under. But that's what the numbers say. I don't buy that in the Louisville game at all, although they are playing without. Do you know Mississippi State's missing their quarterback? So I don't know if you know about that.
Orbital bone.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Orbital bone.
That was what it was, right? He got punched in the face.
That's why he said to put Mike Tyson punch out. That's why he said it was more that than Russian roulette. Allegedly.
That was.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right. That was a good line.
Yes, it was.
Do you think Chip sounded kind of sad when we
Said goodbye to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wanted to keep going. I think he wanted to break down, you know, there's some big high school matchups here basketball-wise and talk some golf.
I'm not sure, maybe. I felt kind of like on the phone he sounded kind of sad that we had to push him back.
No, he just likes to talk. I mean, but in a good way. I don't mean in a bad way.
No,
I mean,
he sounded busy. He sounded busy.
No. He's an eager
guest. No. When I was getting him before the
scenes, he is busy.
There's phones ringing and all kinds of stuff going on.
The guy's in Atlanta for the damn playoff game. I would think he's not there getting ready to join a mixed bowling doubles tournament. He's there to work. You know, that's kind of how that works. Homeboy.
I'm sending him a text. Thanks so much for the time.
Yes, it was very good. I'm going to close it out with a modified Sagarins here because we got...
No!
We're not?
I want you to react to that Jeff Greer sound.
Jeff Greer is in Europe right now. He doesn't know anything about American sports. He can weigh in on perhaps on Belgian curling or something.
Just referring to everything in soccer terms.
Soccer, exactly.
How's Louisville's training been?
They've had so much time off. Training has been fine. I really think that they're... what would you say?
They looked in good form in the.
They looked in good form.
The last 10 minutes of the Miami of Ohio game.
Their back four has been very good. They only play five, Jeff. Their back four has been very good.
I think they need
to. So who are you leaving out?
They need to get more through balls to Stephen Enoch in the post.
I think they need to play. You shouldn't tell that because Chris doesn't like when they play long ball.
That's a good point.
So, all right, I've done all my reads. I'm a good little boy today.
Well, you haven't told anybody about Vitality and the program we're going to get back on.
Well, Vitality, it's funny you ask about that because in two more days.
I think I'm 50% gravy at the moment. I'm gravy and spinal
when you
fluid.
Walk, you're just sloshing. I appreciate that. But the weird thing is I've never been in a situation where we're getting ready to get back on a program where you're going to lose weight and I'm legitimately
stoked.
Exactly. And been excited. It's been the other, oh, God, I got this is so cool because we've done it before. We're going to be back on the program again. It makes you feel better. It makes you look better. You say, well, then why aren't you doing it all the time? Because you know what? Because we're human beings. And Christmas and the holidays are what they are. You walk in, some guy hands you a fruitcake. You eat it. Somebody hands you. My wife's birthday is the 22nd.
You're traveling, and I've got three jobs now.
Yes. And two of those jobs are in restaurants, and the other's in radio where every 5 minutes somebody brings us food. So
not that we're not grateful for that.
We are grateful, but the point is, now we're going to be back on track. And you say, well, have you people lost your collective minds? Why would you look forward to getting back on this plan? Because it's tailor-made for you. And I know that the single biggest New Year's resolution everybody makes is I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get in shape. Well, I'm telling you, if you're making that plan right now, the company you need to call is Vitality. I'm telling you unequivocally, as somebody who has been through the ringer with a bunch of different companies, I always speak the truth here. Can you lose weight with other ones? Sure you can. They all work if you follow them. But the fact of the matter is, A, they're miserable to follow very often. B, you don't completely understand what it is you're doing with those other plans. They just give you a recipe. Here, do this, eat this, and you lose weight. Okay. C, it's not tailor-made for you. The plan is kind of one size fits all. You walk in with your friend, they explain to you, here's the program, here's what you do. That's not how this one works. And D, you really don't get to eat great foods like you do on this. If that's not enough reason for you to think this is better than the other one, and I'll give you another one also, it's called Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. So not only will you lose weight on this program, you'll feel better and look better because it's not just about losing weight. It's about making you healthier. I mean, that...
You keep saying weight. Can I mention something? You're not just losing weight because a lot of other programs, the crash diets and stuff, you lose a ton of water and then oftentimes muscle after the fact. At least Vitality, and they'll measure it to you, how much, like, pure fat you're losing. And so they'll let you know, like, this is how much water weight you've lost, this is how much fat weight you've lost, this is how much muscle weight you've lost, and they'll monitor it and everything like that. And it's overwhelmingly just the chub, man. Chub's coming off.
it's great. And some of the food, I'm looking forward to bust. I'm telling you how much I love that portobello mushroom pizza, which is spectacular. You use the top, cut the top of a big portobello mushroom, use that like as the crust, and oh, it's so good. I mean, it's not dieting, it's delicious. But if you say, well, I don't think I'd like that, well, then great. You know what? Pick one of the other literally hundreds of dishes that you can eat, because that's the beauty of it. It's not a, here we go, pick from this little list of package. Oh, look what you got, meatloaf. That meatloaf looks like a quarter. No, that's, this is real food, real quantities.
Cool website. Inside Katie's Cupboard.
There you go. Let's go look there right now. Inside Katie's Cupboard. That's the website where there's a whole bunch of recipes that you can use on this plan. And the thing is, it's not, again, my recipes may not be Nick's recipes, because the program is set up for you. You put your hand on this little, looks like an iPad, basically, and it does a body scan in 20 minutes. It's not painful. It's not invasive. Tells you everything. Tells you, here's the makeup of your body. Here's what you need. God, you really need this. You need this supplement. Nick needed different supplements than I did. This part of your makeup is not going well. We need to give you some help here. You're doing fine over there. And the cool thing is they tell you how to get your age, your real age, in terms of health. Look, when I started the program, I think I had the metabolism of a 314-year-old orangutan. Now I got healthy. Nikki took off like 20 years of his life, literally. So very, very cool. So the diets are great. The recipes, rather, are great. You eat great food. Remember the name, Vitality. New Year's resolution, coming to lose weight. Don't waste your time with other ones. It is a quality program that gets results, and you'll enjoy the journey, and you'll learn how to eat the rest of your life, basically. It's Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss, two locations, one in Southern Indiana, one here in Louisville. Check them out. You will enjoy it. You really will. It'd be hard to believe, but you will enjoy it. All right. You want me to hear this this European writer? This guy's from Europe. I don't know. He likes American sports. I guess he's got relatives here or something. Jeff Greer. I don't know. How did we find out about this guy?
Uh-oh.
Are you stuck? Green, hit him. I think he's stuck.
No, I don't know where I saved this.
Perfect. You badgered me to do this. I had another segment planned. You badgered me out of that entertaining and valuable segment because people enjoy the Sagarins because they like to wager. You badgered me out of that to respond to the Jeff Greer sound, and now you can't find a damn thing. This is how we roll. Perfect.
I definitely
can't find
too.
It. Can't find it. Screw it. I'm doing the Sagarins. That's the way it goes. All right. Here's what the Sagarins have to say about the various.
You want the open? Find that.
It's okay. Don't need it because I'm giving you the solid Sagarin. I don't want to do the NFL games because they don't. There's too many games that don't mean anything, and I'm not sure the Sagarins are worth it. So I'll give you the Sagarin college football matchups here. We'll do that for the bowl games coming up. Let's go see what we got coming up here. I think I did them last week through today. By the way, North Carolina put an absolute, take them out to the woodshed beating on Temple. 41-13 they lead, and that Carolina's got the ball at the end of the third quarter. So they're up 28 with a quarter to go. Mac Brown's done a masterful job there. All right, here are the rest of the games. Michigan State and Wake Forest go at it today at the they used to call it the Yankee Stadium. I like that back in the old days. The Yankee Stadium. So Michigan State and Wake Forest go at it there. Michigan State is a four-point favorite, and I can tell you that according to the Sagarins, they should be. Michigan State is a 76.4. Wake Forest is a 71.5. So 76%, basically 5-point margin. Michigan State is favored by 4. That would be a no play. Oklahoma State is in action today as well against Texas A&M. A&M is a 4.5-point favorite. Oklahoma State is ranked. Texas A&M is not, and yet Texas A&M is a 4.5-point favorite. A&M, the Sagarins, is 83.4. Oklahoma State is 82.3. That would mean that A&M should only be favored by 2. They're favored by 4.5. That would be a lean to take Oklahoma State in that one. USC takes on Iowa. Both of them are ranked. This is an 8 o'clock game. Iowa's a 2-point favorite in that matchup. And Iowa is, oh, my computer once again is absolutely, you know what, I'm going to do it this way, which makes a lot more sense. Indulge me one second here, because the computers, I promise you in the new year we'll get new computers, so you don't have to keep listening to this crap, because it's driving me batspit crazy, too. The computers absolutely suck, so we're going to get them fixed in the new go-round. So here's the deal. I'm switching computers. I'm going to go to ESPN.com on that computer. That's going to give me the point spreads. And then on this computer, I'm going to go to the college Sagarin ratings, and that's going to tell me who should win the game. Nick, our New Year's resolution, in addition to getting back on the Vitality, is to get these computers replaced, because they absolutely, the things I'd like to say they do would be inappropriate for airtime. Nick's ignoring me. He's talking to Green. So there you go. And that's when the guy came in and said he's going to sue you for all you're worth.
I was halfway listening.
No,
to
you weren't listening to anything.
You wanted to be on talent mode, Crean. That's what you wanted on.
All right, here we go.
I found the Greer clips, by the way.
I don't want them anymore. I do want this, though. All right, I'm plodding through this. I apologize to all the listeners for the horrible computers. I really do. But I've jerry-rigged it, so at least it's going to work. All right. The next game we were doing was the Iowa game. These are two ranked teams. The Iowa-USC game, and the matchup there is, holy spitballs, are you kidding me? There we go. I finally got the spread to work. Michigan State is favored by 4 against Wake Forest. And according to the matchups here, oh, man, we got the thing to load exactly the way we wanted to. Now we're cooking with gas. All right.
I've got mine as a backup over here.
All right.
You just tell me what game you want.
I need the rankings. It's such a big file. This computer's so old that it won't load the whole blank damn file. So I can only get pieces of it, and then it locks up, and it makes me look like a horse's ass on radio. And I don't need help doing that. I can do that on my own. I mean, I don't need technology to do that. I can do that routinely. So I'm still trying to find out what the computer has to say about
this. I got you. I'm loading it.
Michigan State is favored by 4 against Wake Forest at Yankee Stadium. We already did that game, didn't we? Yeah. No, we didn't do that game. That's right. Yeah, we did. That's a no play. Michigan State's favored by 4. They should be favored by 5, so that's a no play. All right, so we got that one done. The one we left off at was USC and Iowa. Iowa's a 2-point favorite. This is the San Diego Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Iowa's favored by 2. Against USC. Iowa is an 84.5.
Right.
USC is an 82.7. That is 1.8, 2 points. That's a no play also. That's right on the number. So after all that, we got two games that are no plays. After that, we go to Air Force and Washington State in the Cheez-It Bowl. How about that?
Nice. Air Force, 77.85.
Okay. And who are they playing, did we say? They're playing Washington State.
Washington State.
76.0. Yep. So Air Force is a that's a no play either. That's the 2.5 is the separation. They should be favored by 1.5. So that's a no play also. All right, so we've got three no plays so far in our bowl games, but that's how this is. Sagarin, you must be judicious. We've got, what else are we doing here? We've got we got to scroll ahead to tomorrow's games. Memphis and Penn State in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Penn State is a 7-point favorite. Penn State is a 90.66 ranking. Memphis is an 83.55. It is 7. It should be 7. Notre Dame and Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. Notre Dame is a 3.5-point favorite. Notre Dame is at 89.29. Iowa State's at 82.3. We finally got a play here. That's a Notre Dame. Take Notre Dame and lay the points. Notre Dame should be about a 6.5-point favorite in that. They're only 3.5. Take Notre Dame and lay the points. Yay, we finally got one. LSU and Oklahoma, we've already been through this. LSU is giving 13.5 points. According to the Sagarin, that's too many. They should only be favored by 6. Clemson and Ohio State. Clemson is a 2-point favorite. Ohio State should actually be favored by 6. The plays, according to the Sagarins, would be Oklahoma and Ohio State. We'll see how that plays out there. So there you go. We finally muddled through this weekend's bowl games. So very good for all of that. As we wrap up, I've told everybody that we got a big weekend of sports going on here. The Kentucky U of L rivalry week continues. Actually, the rivalry coverage starts with both of the pregame shows and then the postgame show, Kentucky Farm Bureau postgame show, James Strebel on 680-1057 and on 93.9 The Ville. The postgame show is with Steve Rummage. And all of the coverage of the Cards and Cats is presented by UPS Jobs, Joel's Hot Chicken, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. 4 NFL games on Sunday here as well. And bowls going on. Don't forget all those. Too many to read, but they're all here on ESPN Radio. Have a great weekend. Unless you know something I don't, we'll see you Monday here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.